Brings a classic Hagos Ashri Elimatius. Maisa that a Yid called Reuven bought something from a Goy, and it was Becheskas Padil. It was tin. He thought it was tin. Igloy Milsa, that it was with the cover superficially was tin, but inside it was silver. Reuven didn't know about it because it was covered with tin. And he went and sold it to Shimon. Now the shaila is, when it's nizvada, that really was silver, which is worth infinitely more. So Reuven comes to Shimon and mekachtalos, more than a shtus value, right? You have to give me back the item, or pay me. And the case came before Rabbonim, and the Gosri paskins, he doesn't have to give it back. Because since Reuven bought it from the Goy, Becheskas, it was bedil, it was tin. And he didn't appreciate what it really was. He was never clean it in the first place. Never became his. So Shimon is not mechuyev to annul the deal. So the Ishvitzer says, Hu hadin, we stand before Chagashvus, when we make kinyonim with clean it Torah, and if a person doesn't appreciate what is he koina, what is this Torah that's been given to us once again in Shavuos, you're not koina. So I want to say a vort. And I, the day that I give to prepare the shir, I was in the hospital, so I, it's like a mishkavi balelis, a rayon came to me, and I can't remember at the moment where I saw it. But normally, the average person, what is Torah that we're getting on Shavuos? So one thinks Torah is the Chochmah of the Eibishter. It's wisdom. It's infinite wisdom. Chochmah Nushis is Gvul, limited. Torah is the Eibishter's Chochmah, which is Ein Sof. Torah is the only Chochmah, then it is like a Chetzah, not a Gavra. However, we see often, there's a whole bunch of Amar Chazal, which I have no time to prepare, but that Torah has a personality. It gets angry. Torah loves people who love it. There's an alboyish of Torah. There's a covet of Torah. Torah has feelings.
Hadron aloch.
What?
Hadron aloch. Hadron chalom. You talk to it.
There's a kama rayonis in this, right? And why I thought about it was basically because last week we explained the kuda of Chagashuz, where it's brought in all the Svarim Akdashim, that Shavuos is the Yoim Hadin of the Peiros Ilan of Torah, the Fas Chidush Torah. And therefore the Svarim Amarech, even Kadmeinim before, that one is Mechadish and show one the Havdus of Torah, by Mechadish Lush Torah on Chagash Shavuos. And if a person shows his love to Torah, so we explained, the kids are apart from the Belzer, but really these they became his father, the Mittel Belzer Rebbe, that the Etzem, it's brought all the Sforim HaKadoshim, and Sefer Mikubolim, and Al Shech HaKadosh, etc., etc., that every neshama, when you're born, you're given your chelik in Torah. Everyone has their ois in Torah. This one has the chelik in Pshat, this one has the chelik in Remez, etc. Or when a person is an Omel Batorah, then the Eibishter expands your neshama, and you become a Keli, to new inyanim in Torah, we hear the two. It's not the Torah, the Gemara says, needed daf lamed, that the Malach taught you before you were born. But if you're Zoycha and you're Shemer, that Masha Shemato, that which you heard before you were born, Bi'arach Imoy, and you heard in the Chelik in Torah that's Mezumin for you, that's Lefit Chunas Nafshach, and the Eibishter gives you totally new Chalakim in Torah. What makes you a Keli for these new Chalakim in Torah? Because the Eibishter expands your your neshama. So the person becomes, the Torah grows, the person grows, etc. With this, Ryan, I want to just explain a few things, just to continue on the discussion this week. There are three things that I could think of without even thinking that are called chai, that have a personality, which you wouldn't, a person has a personality, obviously. Torah Kedoshah has a personality. I'll give an example. You say in the Slichas for Saint Gedalia, you say Torah Kedoshah is Chanani, go before the Torah davens for us. Torah is alive. So Torah is Chai. Alderav se Eretz Yisrael is also called Pasuk Yecheskel Eretz Achai. Eretz Yisrael is also like, if I was to ask you what is a land? Hello, Eretz. It's Doinim, stone, earth. Or be Eretz Yisrael. Why is it called Eretz Yisrael? Sherotas alas eisrutin koina. Eretz Yisrael has its rot. It's alive. It grows and it grows. Let me give you an example of Eretz Yisrael growing, and it's connected to Torah being Torah's chayim and Yidden are advekim Hashem lekeim chayim kol chamayim. Where do we see this? Okay, let's start off with a simple idea. Very simple shir today. The pasuk says, "Oyek yisaveu la'orat Hashem leicha noidul ganachla biyurishlo v'yashavtem." And Chazal say, "I say mitzvah zu. If you keep the mitzvah of bikurim, you'll be zoicha to what? To the tikanis lords, which is a pella also because the Gemara says kiddushin davam b'zayin that the mitzvah of bikurim is only chal after kibushin yeshiva." So what do you mean? Fulfill the mitzvah of Bikurim, and you'll be Zoyach al-Ikonis Lords. Nachishverol, the Svaran asks, every year when a person brings Bikurim, right, he says to the Koyin, he got it to Yayoyim, he gives Sherech Vaido, he bossed the Elords. Bossed the Elords, your Elter Zayin, 200 years ago came there to Zoyach. But except for all generations, you make the Bracha, you thank the Eibishter for. Now everyone knows that there's two Lashonis which are used generally regarding Eretz Yisrael. One is Lashon Yerusha, and one is Lashon Nesima. It's an inheritance, and it's also the Eibishter giving. What's trapped? The two Lashonis, whether it's Yerusha or it's a Nesina Matana. Now everybody knows the famous Gemara in Gittin, discussed this in the past, after the time. The Gemara says, Shishim Ribe Ayoros Hel Yani Amelach Paramelach. Yani Amelach had 600,000 cities in a place called Haram Melech. Achas v'achas hoyu boke yoytzi Mitzrayim. Each one had minimum of 600,000 inhabitants, except for three that had three times yoytzi Mitzrayim. Right? Omar Ula, l'didi chozel ehu asra, filu shisun ramses od konel lemachzik. I saw that place that you said had an unbelievable amount of inhabitants. There wasn't room there for 600,000 sticks. So the tzeduki says, "Oh, Tacharaya, you Jews are your liars, you're shakronim." To which the Gemara says, "Omer le, Eretz Atzvi k'sivlo. Eretz Yisrael called Eretz Atzvi. Ma Tzvi ze ein oire machzikes. Sorry, when you skin the tzvi, it doesn't go back. It's makavet. It what's the word? It shrinks. It's so to Eretz Yisrael b'zman sheyishvel le rafcho. When Yidden are living in Eretz Yisrael, the land expands." When you know not in Eretz Yisrael, Gamdo, it shrinks. How big is Eretz Yisrael? So you say 400 parsa, I'll give you 400 parsa, right? Hello? Elsewhere 100, right? So they say, the Chesed Avrom from the Chidol Zaydis, Bizman Shishvel, it is the Cheshbonis, which isn't, ain't coming, right? If you know living in Eretz Yisrael, it expands, it's 400 parsa by 400 parsa. Bizman she'en yishvel gamdo. It just dissipates, right? And the chesed for taich is that pshat la rav tar ben nachlos. So la tam ben nachlos. The erech, the inhabitant of Eretz Yisrael, it expands or. Do you know any other land in the world, Madagascar, Tunisia, that grows and shrinks? Hello? Is a chai Eretz Yisrael under Mahus? It's something totally different. And that's how the answer made by Avraham Avinu was told. Right? So in Echor, Eim and Amok, Lerach HaShom, Tzafoyno, V'negbo, V'kedmo, V'yomo, Everything that you see, I'm going to give to your children for eternity. But you don't got to be a genius to work out the shaila. If Avram is standing at a place and there's a, how far could a person see? 20 miles, 30 miles, whatever. Hello? And if you say that Eretz Yisrael is like a ribuy of people, so it must be a huge place. How could Avram see everywhere in all four directions and see all of Eretz Yisrael? Right? Yeah? And that's going to be an Itacharai. The Eretz Yisrael, in its, the way it was given to Avram at this moment, was very small, it was limited. But he was given, there's the, within it, in Eretz Yisrael, there is the opportunity that the land will expand. When Klal Yisrael enters the Eretz Yisrael, there's a Bechina of Yerush. That's what we're given, that's the biblical promised land to the Avos HaKadosh. When ye did live in Eretz Yisrael, and the land is Rofa, it grows, Asher Ninoise, that's the Matona, right? That the land then expands. Lefiz there. As I'll say, Eretz Yisrael is like a Megillah. It could be rolled up, or it could be... And Bizman, as we'll soon see, Yisrael, Yisrael, B'tzen Yishal Mokim, then you get not only the land, the original land, but you get... It's expanded. What is the pasuk say? Lashem ha'oretz umloya. Says Rashi. Ha'oretz umloya. Which oretz umloya? Eretz Yisrael. Tevel. The yoshevo. The rest of the world. Why the umloya only appears where? These are the Eretz Yisrael. Because that you have the milui of Eretz Yisrael, it's there in potential and is able to grow. That is only applicable to Eretz Yisrael. So far, so good? And therefore, Eretz Yisrael, at its maximum, how do I know Eretz Yisrael is 400 parsa by 400 parsa? Gemara says, because the Meraglim went 40 days, and Mahalach of the Beinani is what? 10. Is 10 parsa, so it's 400 parsa. That's if you're Zoych. Right? But it is the Melior. And therefore, when you come to give Bikurim, why do you thank the Abishur again for Nesinas Aris? I, Yeshua, was my Elter Zaydah. The answer is because Eretz Yisrael is constantly growing, and therefore you say, Ashiva Mekosh, what is your mind? Uvore, Allah Dom. You also thank the Abishur for the land, because every generation the land is able to grow. And by the way, just to throw out a vort that I've said many times, say for different enough, totally from the Chakma, brings a Muriti Gavort. Remember, Lech Lecha, the Eibush tells Avram, go to the land. Which land? It doesn't say. Hello? So Rashi says, Lechavavon, to give Tzchar, Tzia, called Dibra V'Dib, Al Tzia P'Tzia, the Eibush didn't tell. Nevertheless, the Kedush Tzia Hashem comes down, it says, I'm going to dig a board. A bubble. Okay. Yeah. Right? The Kedush Tzia says, I'm going to dig a board. Our Eka B'Milui, is Gimachi Eretz Yisrael. How do you like that? So you think it's a vort? Okay, I reckon it's going to be nearly that. The Eretz Yisrael, when you're Zoycha, it's Ravch, it expands. But it only expands for Yid. Because the famous Ramban, the Einar, in Parshas B'chukuyse, last week, Ein Arzenu Mekabelas Azeidein. As every generation, Goyim, the Crusaders, the Byzantines, the Chalash Shvartyor, whatever, tried to inherit and build Eretz Yisrael unzegeinisht. The rule left shomim ala oivecha. The oivim are never able to make a proper yishuv in Eretz Yisrael. That is only for Yidin, and when Yidin comes to Eretz Yisrael, the land flourishes and the land physically expands. Therefore, says the Chakavarev, Mahir Tikavar, that's the vort here, asher ar echo, right? When the milui is Eretz Yisrael, because in Eretz Yisrael, in potentia, is the all the milui that in future generations it will be nizgal. And therefore you give a special bracha. Lefi zeh v'drech nachazach. Everyone knows the famous Gemara. Gemara in the Dor, the Gemara says, Mio ish hachacham v'yovin ezoyis alma of the Oretz. V'abra zeh shalol hachacham v'yovin shalol nevim alma of the Oretz. And nobody had an answer until the Abish said, Al Ozvam es Teruf. Right? So, Baruch, what's going on here? Because the Eibishter gave Eretz Yisrael to Am Yisrael, Vavur Yishmo, in order that Yidin keep Torah. So when Yidin are keeping Torah, right, it grows. Now, how many parts are there in Torah? Hello. There's Torah Shebiksav and Torah Shel Peh. Torah Shebiksav starts with Bereishis and it ends with the words La'enekol Yisrael, and it's a limited, finite amount of letters. And if you add a letter, subtract a letter, it's the same Torah as possible. Masha Enkin Torah Shebal Peh is Arucha Me'eretz Midah. On every ois in Torah, there's Eintzah, Perushim, and Pshatim, and depth and profundity. Right? And Torah was given what? To Yidin. To imach Torah, yagel Torah, the yadir. And if it's not Ravcha, it's Gamda, then Alma of the Ha'oretz. Why did we lose whole Shtiklach of Eretz Yisrael? Al Ozam Eferosi. And therefore, but it's not Stam, you live in Eretz Yisrael, right? It's the Torah's Eretz Yisrael is only Marchem Eretz Yisrael when it's a Torah of Yerushalayim. We saw last week a Torah of Kedusha V'Tara, a Torah of Torah Lishma. And therefore, the Pasuk says by Mikra Bikurim, right? By the way, I'm not trying to elaborate, but you can make a whole argument that Bikurim starts with Ra Te'ena. What do you know about Te'ena? Chazal, the Gemara Erevin, when it wants to discuss Chidush Torah, it compares Divrei Torah to Te'enu. So Te'enu B'chal, Bikurim, is connected very much to Chidush Torah, the idea of expanding Torah, right? So it says in Pasuk, V'avienu l'amokim hazeh, v'yitin lanu es oretz hazoitz. So all the Mepharshim ask the classic, obvious question. Which comes first? Kibush Eretz Yisrael or Binyan Beis HaMikdash? Hello, Earth. Anyone like half alive? First, you kibush Eretz Yisrael, and Binyan Beis HaMikdash came various later. Hello. So why is the order here, right? Because the pshat is the Gemara Chazal say. What happened? Kimitzian say Torah Dvar Hashem Yishalayim. Dafka, when you go to Yerushalayim and you see the Kahanim Vavidos and the Chulu, and that, like by Maaser Sheni, it says, if you keep Maaser Sheni, that brings to Talmud. That brings Talmud to Yerushalayim and Kedusha. And therefore, first comes the Mokim Azeh, which brings the Yerushalayim, and then your being in Eretz Yisrael will be affected. This also Pshat, by the way. I'm saying that was Navina Rav, the present Satna Rav. Maybe think about Shoiftim v'Shoitrim Titin L'cha b'chol Sharecha. So Chazal say, in the Pschus of Minu Dayanim, you'll go into Eretz Yisrael. What is the point of Minu Dayanim? What's going to do Eretz Yisrael? Right? Because there's a famous board, the Chassidish Svor. I can show you the Pichas Chorus that brings it, B'Shem, the Maggid of Mezr, which is brought in Kedush Levi, is brought in Arvin Nachal, and a few places. Divya Cheskel from the Shinover, many things for him. You remember there's a pasuk in Yeshua where Kolei ben Yefuna says, Kol Asher Yulkan es Kiryat Sefer, Venasati lo yas achsa biti leish. Anyone who conquers Kiryat Sefer, how do you conquer Kiryat Sefer? What is the name of the place? It was originally called Kiryat Sefer. How do you conquer Eretz Yisrael? Pasuk says, Mogin, Yirah, Baroimach, Barboim, Elop Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is conquered through Torah. They didn't need F-15s and whatever. Yeah, look, whatever they have to say. Yeah? Eretz Yisrael was conquered through Torah. The Pasuk says, by the Lucham of Ai. Mayala and Shav Yeshua Be'emek, so the Gemara Darshan is Be'umkur Shalalocha. Right? So how do you get to conquer a city in Eretz Yisrael? There's a whole concept which the scholars bring from the Maggid. Just like you have the Sefer Torah, Torah Shebiksav, and the Oisius of the Sefer Torah are written on cloth, right? Aldera said all the halachas of Torah are written on the cloth of Eretz Yisrael. So when you come to any specific city in Eretz, there's a Sefer called Tzion V'Arel, which is Malukah from the Torah and the Mashkiach and the Amun Tzidach. And there he goes through all the cities in Eretz Yisrael, and he explains why this particular city is Mechum Keneged this mitzvah. It's a Muridic idea. So I have no time to elaborate, right? But the board here is, when you wanted to conquer a city, You know what you got to do? You got to learn the halachos which are shayach to this particular city, and then you conquer it. Now, Derech says, what the Tzaddikim said, the minig was, in the old days, you ever see like droshes of old Rabbanim 300 years ago, like in Europe, whatever? They would publish the droshes they gave by the HaTorah Azrok. You know when they became Rav? I mean, I don't know how fast people spoke in those days, but like, I answer, you know, safer. But it's taking 5 hours. So which Torah the Rabbanim used to say by their HaTorah? Dafka halachas, which they knew, Beruch HaKodesh, whatever, was shayach to this particular city. Which Mashiach explained somewhere, I can't remember where, that is why that there's a special issue. You're not allowed to steal, generally, anywhere. You're not allowed to be steal someone's land. But there's a special issue and an oror to steal someone's land. Oror masig bul re'eyu. Hello? Yeah? By the way, Rosh Tevis, oror masig bul re'eyu is Rosh Tevis Gemara, Sefer Tevis Goyul. Am I right? Yeah. Pshat is, why is there a special issue of stealing land, moving the marker, right? Because in Eretz Yisrael, when you're stealing land, you're not just stealing something gashmi, you're stealing the person's goyrel is chelik and teir. That's a tzedek tirda. If you paskin properly, you paskin alpiteira, then in that schus, you garshin the land. And therefore, you remember there was a fellow called Yisroi? Hello? And it says what? That he wants to leave the Jewish people, and Moshe Rabbeinu tells him, "Al natazo yisonu ki alke yotato chanesinu b'midbar v'yisalun aleinoyim." Don't leave. Why does Yisrael want to leave? Called Yisrael, he wouldn't give him a covenant enough. What happened? What's the problem? Because Yisrael, in this foreign occasion, Yisrael knew that Eretz Yisrael will be nischalik to Yud Beis Shvatim. Is he one of the Yud Beis Shvatim? It's a chager, right? So how? But Yidden are nice people. They're going to chasodim. They'll give Yisrael a chelek which he hasn't done, undeserved. And a person is bohis to Gemara. A person is fashem to take something which is lavdi day. So he wants to go back where he came from. Moshe says no. Eretz Yisrael is not an ordin. It's Eretz Hatzvi. And if you're London Leinayim, you could take a look us in the face, right? And you're the one who gave us the mid. Yisrael gave the eitz of what? Minishvotim, and in the schools of tzedek tir of minishvotim, we get Eretz Yisrael, and the land is therefore Ravcha. So you'll get your chelik in Eretz Yisrael, Yisroi, kedas v'chedin, not taking it from somebody else. And that's also pshat. Remember, Moshe Rabbeinu and Parshas Chanos, Ebronah, the Eretz Yisrael. Why the double expansion? If Ebronah, if you go into Eretz Yisrael, you'll see the land. You're not going to be a genius, hello? Why the word the Eretz Yisrael? The pshat is, how did the Eibush create the whole world? I'll say it's a famous Medrash Rabba. The Torah says, "Ani hayisi kliyum nachash shel Kadosh Baruch Hu ma'aseh." The what's the word in English? The blueprint of everything that's created in the world. Its mocker is in Torah. Oy ba'zoi, where did the world start from? I knew that also, but like, it's not from Eibush Yisrael, Yishalayim. And as the Mishnah says in Kalim, there's Asara, there's 10 levels of Kedusha. It starts in concentric circles from the bullseye, from the Kedusha Kedusha. So Eretz Yisrael is Pshat, from Eretz Yisrael, from Yishalayim, and then Eretz Yisrael, all of Kedusha in the whole world is Mispashit. Yes? Kunt Ois, the Torah of Eretz Yisrael is a different Torah. This is the source. This is the source of everything in the world. And therefore, in Eretz Yisrael, has a shaykhus to the 50th Madrega, the Nun Sharei Bina. And therefore, it's called Hara Toiv Azeh Valavonin. Levonin is Lamed Beis Nun. Right? Lev of the Nun, of the Shara Nun, is Dafke in Eretz Yisrael. And Eretz Yisrael, therefore, is Bechinas Re'il. There's a famous. What's the difference between Nigla and Torah? Simple Gemara, right? And Kabbalah and Seudas HaTorah. The pasuk says, Shini Bas Uri'i, right? Famous word from the Shinever and Debri Yechazel. Shima, in the Gemara, when the Gemara wants to bring a proof, the expression always is to shma. In Zohar HaKadosh, you want to bring the expression is to chazei. So nigla the Torah is saying to shmi. So first, the person shivi baz has to learn milik kresa in shas and poskim. Afterwards, he comes to higher level of learning, the Seydus HaTorah, right? So Moshe Rabbeinu says, Ebrono, I want to go across the Eretz Yisrael. Ober, since the Gemara says, Baba Basra, Avira, Eretz Yisrael, Machim. In Eretz Yisrael, you get the Nun Sharibina, which is the one Madrega that Moshe was Patachalim, Ma'atmil, the king. He only, because of the Chet Egel, he only had Memtes Sharibina. He wants Ebrono, the Eretz Yisrael, I want to see the Tifkite in Eretz Yisrael. Midaskin, I'll just throw out two verbach from the present Samarella on the Aaron, beautiful verbach about Eretz Yisrael expanding. The Kitzur. Remember by the Akedah? Most Jews say it every day. Hello? So the Pasuk says, Vayim HaShlishi, Vayisa Bramas Enov, Vayaris HaMokim, Meroch. Vayim HaRom. The Orov, he tells the two lads, Shulach HaPoy Ima Chamuy. So Chazal say in Tzedmer Shabbat, Vayaris HaMokim, Meroch, Amr Yitzchok, Osit, very interesting expression. Osit hamokim leirochik mibaylov. This land will be far away from its owners. Fractive medrash ula oilom. Is this forever that that the harabayas will be far away? Says the medrash Talmud Loimer. Zoyis minuchasi adi ad poy eishef yivisiyah. That in the future adiyove oisli asher kosuboy. When will Eretz Yisrael, the Harabayas, be apparent to everybody? The day when the Pasuk says, only the Ruichem Alachamur, and that's the illusion, Shulachem Poyim Achamur, right now, you're not going to see it, but the time will come. What's going on here? What do you mean, the Mokem Yerochim? Can I ask you a question? Why, initially, Abraham Avinu doesn't see the mountain. Why doesn't he see the mountain? Hello? The Chazal say, originally, the Harabayis, Har Maria, was an emek, was a valley. And Avraham Avinu was about to bring the Akedah, and he knew this is the place. He said, it's not Kvod Yishol Melech, to bring up a korban, to bring up a, right, in a valley. The Eibishter needs a har. So the Eibishter, based on Avraham Avinu's, whatever, instructions, he then told all the surrounding Horim to come and join. And then the Emek was transformed into a heart. Hello. Only it's a bit audio of a kitzpo, there's a shikul problem here. If Eretz Yisrael is now, if the Harabayas is now a what? A mountain. So how in the world did we build the Beis HaMikdash? There were hundreds of years we even weren't in Eretz Yisrael, the time of Avraham. And the Goyim were heathens, pagans, idolaters. And Klapi Gavoya, an Isra of Nevad, even in a Doyman, even, how could we ever build, how could David, whatever, build a base of, prepare a base of Migdosh? On a mountain, maybe it was used for Avodah Zarah. Hello. Said the Sabarov, like, because you know what? Right after the Akedah, when the Akedah was finished, it went back to its status as a valley. Hello?
Yep.
The fees there is like Mosuk Mivash. The Gemara says, you never heard it before? Well, now you did. The Gemara says, now I understand the Gemara of Sochim. Loik Avram Shekaroi. Har. Loik Yitzchok Shekaroi. Why did he call the Har into a Sodom? Hello? Because when Avram saw it, Ashi Omer Hayoim Baharashe. Today, now, Arkeda, it's called the Har. By Yitzchok days already, it went to a Sodom. Anyone ever been to like Harazesim, Levi Rachman Lazan? Hello? Been many times. If you look at Harazesim, compare Harazesim to the Harabais. Which is higher?
Harabais. Oh no, sorry, look down.
Hello. Ay, Chazal say, when the Kohen was preparing the Paraduma, he could see the Pesach of the Hegel. So it must be. Oh, Sefer, it's not. It must be that the Harabayas is higher than Harazesim, Haramishlo, right? In the Harai, originally, that this Yudua and Fursim, whatever, originally the Harabayas was much higher, and then it stunk. That's why today, with the chush made, that harazesim is higher. Because Eretz Yisrael grows in, right? Yeah. Aber when Mashiach will come, and it'll be shvulach and pay ima chamer, right? Then the Mashiach will come, then the harabayis will go back to its original status, and etc. Et I'm just saying, our Yisrael is growing, expanding, shrinking, etc. I'll definitely just add another simple kasha. Remember, Avram had a nephew, a guy by the name of Loit, and by he Riv, there's a whole argument, what was the Riv? Because the Roye Avram saw that the Roye Loit were eating from the Roye Loit, tiny, everything belongs to Avram Avinu. Hello? Can I ask you a question? Avram Avinu didn't really own anything in the land. He's just like a ger. He's running around from place to place. Hello? So it must have belonged to Gankel, Todrus, Muhammad, or whatever, some shades. Hello? So why only the Roye Avram had a problem with the Roye Loit? Why didn't the indigenous people living there have a problem with the Roye Loit? Hello? This is a cold kasha. Now the answer is because Eretz Yisrael of Avram Avinu, where he came in originally, was what? Was very small. How did the land grow? Only because Avram Avinu was there and his marbit stayed. In other words, the whole word I want to say here, the whole Yisrachvus of Eretz Yisrael is only in the schus of Tayyip. And that's what Avram Avinu, the Gemara in Yuma said, Avram Avinu was a Zok in Yoshi Bishiva. He was the one who instilled in Eretz Yisrael the ability to grow. So the Roye Loit, the Stam Shegas in the street, he had no, wasn't, the land didn't exist until Avram came in. The whole Yisrach was Oretz, where the Roye Loit went, was in things that came to Avram Avinu. And therefore they had no tainus or minus here. It's only the Roye Avram said it's premature, etc., etc. Hayoyitze lo mikol hanal, just on a very simple level, that the land of Eretz Yisrael grows, the Torah of Eretz Yisrael, which is inextricably linked to Eretz Yisrael, and obviously to the Yid, there's a Zrachos and a Yid becomes a new person, a Ponim Chadoshes of Torah. Torah brings a Ponim Chadoshes, and that has an effect even on the physical land. Therefore, all of them are called Torahs Chaim. So when a person celebrating Shavuos, you have to know that Torah is dynamic. Torah is a personality. Torah is alive. Torah therefore brings life to us, and that we have to expand together with our Torah. Okay. Based on this hakdama, I just thought about like 2 o'clock in the morning. I was between dreams or whatever. I thought about l'fi this hakdorah, the Belzerov, that if Yid expands and Torah expands and whatever, perhaps one can understand the famous Gemara in Brachos Daf Yizayin, which every school child knows. The Gemara says, "Ki av mesayim Rabbi Yochanan safro diyu." When Rabbi Yochanan finished making a learning, teaching sefer of Iyuv, right? Am halchi sefer adam lavo sefer him alishchita v'chalam yizayim dim ashrei mi shagadol b'teira v'amolei b'teira v'asenachos ruach liyotzer, etc., etc. There's a billion diyukim here, but ain't come a claim. I'm not trying to elaborate. Let's just try to explain this. This is who said this. There's always a connection of the Chazal between the Memra and the Balanan. This was said by Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan is like the Godel HaMeroyim B'Doyrei Ad Kedei Kach, the famous Tosfos in Tzvachim, who declares whether or not Rabbi Yochanan had a din of a Tan. It's all Tumulin. So Rabbi Yochanan was Messiah Safra Div. According to some, you actually made a Siyum. The whole Gros Moshe, could you make a Siyum on a Sefer of Tanakh? And the Moshe Tain is that if you learnt it be'iyun, right? Why Dafka Rabbi Yochanan was the one who made a siyum on sefer of Iyun, even that sefer Yisur, Sorish Nava, right? The whole life of Rabbi Yochanan is one big sefer Iyun. I'll give you just three examples off my head. First of all, the Gemara says in Kiddushin, Rabbi Yochanan never had a father, never had a mother, right? Never saw them. Never saw them. His mother died in childbirth. His father died right after it's conceived. Never saw them. So normally, you grow up with yasmus. You never saw them. You're scarred for life. You're just whatever. Rabbi Yochanan said, "Nay, he took it for good. Great. Must be, you know, be ashri me. Never saw your parents. Got the mitzvah kibud av v'aim is so shver. Great." Turning a really sour, terrible situation into something positive. There's a Vayikra Rab. Rabbi Yochanan was walking with Rabbi Chiya bar Abba between Tveri and Tzipori. They passed the field, because I used to own this field. And they passed the Kerem, everywhere they went, Rabbi Yochanan said, I used to own this. But I had to sell it in order to stay learning. So Rabbi Chiya started crying. So he says, Rabbi Yochanan, you're crying? Look what happened here. I sold something that was created in 6 days in order to gain something that it took 40 days to get. I gained on the deal. Hello? Of the evidence, a person didn't have parents, A. Lost his whole parnos. Right? It's not an easy situation. The worst thing is that Rabbi Yochanan, as the Gemara says in Brochus, when he went to a shiva house, he would say, Dein garmo dasi rovi. This is the bone of the 10th child that I buried. Come on, ladies. How did he lose his 10th child? From this and go and bring the Kabbalah from the Chiruga of Aigon. His 10th child fell into a Yair Asachs. A burning hot cauldron of water. And his whole flesh, his whole body was destroyed. All was left was his little finger. And that little finger, that's Pektana, Pochus, right? That's what he kept. And with that he was Menachem Avin. So he took a personal tragedy of the worst possible kind, and he used it to a vehicle to Ma'udin Mechazik, Nebuchadnezzar, and Azamaz. Hello? The whole Shakla Betaria, by the way, first of all, how, the Oroch already asked, how did Rabbi Yochanan walk around with a bone? The Meiri says, Zichar Rabbi Yochanan ate even Chulun Betaria. Hello? And that's what Rashi is Medayek, it was Pochus Misoy. Okay, it doesn't convey tumah at the same olus, pachas mitzvah, right? Or where is the mitzvah of kfura? Whole shakla betaria beis yitzchak. We talk about it for hours. Or the mitzvah that there are many rishonim who learn what was the bone that he kept, not a finger, a tooth. So I saw the rabbi in Borough Park, Rabbi Yamin Eisenberger. He says, what's B'derch, derch, drush. What is the word of Hashem? Because the same Rabbi Yochanan says in Brachas, right, that Yisurim are marking and Yisurim elevate the person, etc. Kal v'choymer from Shem Vayin. Ma dechen evet goes free. Shem Vayin, Yisurim to a marking kol gufa shel adam lachas kama mekamo. And therefore we brought about the Shem, because in there we learned the chavivus of Yisurim. Hello. So Rabbi Yochanan is a person who, like, on parallel, went through gefelach yumin neiroyim yisurim tevish lopim, right? That seems to be his life story from beginning to end, as we'll discuss. Can I ask you a problem? The Gemara says in Brachos that hey, Rabbi Yochanan cholish, he was ill. All the gabei Rav Chanina, Amr lechavino lech yisurim. Do you enjoy? Do you appreciate yisurim? So what does Rabbi Yochanan say? I don't want the Yisurim, I don't want the reward. Hello? This is Rabbi Yochanan, his whole life is a Safar the Eiv, right? He's boyed by Yisurim Chas V'Shalom, it's a whole. So the Masha answers, Yisurim he's willing to take, over Yisurim that are Goyrim, Bittul Teira, Dosnish. Hello? Which is very, very schwer, because Rabbi Yochanan before said in Dafei, right? That Yisurim shel Ava, even when it causes Bittul Teira, is also very, very doy. Yeah? So to understand this, let me just press it. How much time? Anybody know who Rabbi Yochanan was in Ruchnius? Folks. Remember the Gemara in Brachas Tavchav? Rabbi Yochanan sat at Tischa de Shari Tfilin, from the Mikvah. So when women come, they should see him, and they should have children, sons who are Shapra Kavosi, because the Gemara says elsewhere that Rabbi Yochanan was Nishtayer, the only one remaining from the Shapir in Yerushalayim. Hello? Said Rabbanan, say to Rabbi Yochanan, are you not scared of what? Ein Hora. To which he said, I know Mizar is Yosef Kosina, to Lishol to be Eidim. Yeah, everyone knows the Gemara. Hello? First of all, why would the Mephoshim ask, why did the Chum ask him, are you not scared of Ein Hora? Why are you scared of the Yetzer Hara? It's not a very, B, and why is it, I know Mizar of the Yetzer Kosina? You should have said, I know I'm Yetzer Kosina. I'm an Eilikul. Who was Rabbi Yochanan? Say the Sforim, the Seder HaDoiris, and the Bolin, Birkis Arizal. Remember, by Yosef HaTzadik, it says that he faced in the Soyin of Eish Betifah. And Nietz, it's Ether, it's for Yusuf Karka. And Zera came out from Loins. And because of that, he said, Dein Garmo Dasiro Bir. And the bone became, he said in Aramaic, this was Goyrim, the 10 children that he lost, because they were the Gilgulim of the Zera and the Yusuf HaTzadik. Why? Because Rabbi Yochanan was a Gilgul, Nitzot, or whatever you call it, right, of Yosef HaTzadik. Where do you see connection between Rabbi Yochanan and Yosef HaTzadik? A, they both didn't have mothers for very long. Hello? Yosef HaTzadik, Rachel died, yeah? By Yosef it says, by Yosef Yifas Toyer Yifas Mara, and Rabbi Yochanan was. By Rabbi Yochanan it says he didn't have a hat respondent. What does that mean? So it was beautiful. He didn't have a beard. Why didn't he have a beard? Because Yosef was Mesalsel B'Sairai, and therefore his Gilgul, Rabbi Yochanan, lost his beard. He had big eyelashes. By the way, how many years was Yosef HaTzadik Melech in Mitzrayim? How long was his reign?
Eight.
Before Shabbat. How old was he when he stood before Paro? 30. And how old was he died? 110. So he was 80 years Melech. How long was Rabbi Yochanan Rosh Hashiva? Take a guess. Very good, bingo. You guys are brilliant. And then by Yosef it says he had chayin, by Rabbi Yochanan he was, that's why his name is called Yochanan, from the word chayin. Because Engel, the Gan Tzarich, I have no time to elaborate, but yeah. Therefore, being that he was the Gilgal of Yosef, and Yosef is the Tadikis and Olam, who is guards us till this day, the Kedusha of Yosef guards us from Arayis, he was not worried about what? The Yetzirah. And this in. He was only worried about the Ayin Hora. Ayin Hora, by Yosef it says, Bon Le Sod Ale Shur, he didn't look, he wasn't scared. Rabbi Yochanan would look where he's not supposed to, and therefore there was no problem. The Fizet, by the way, Svet, you can answer another whole. Remember there's a guy called Acher, Elisha Ben Avuya? Yeah? And they were in Chagiga, hello? And he was Yosef Tarbus, he was the Rebbe of Reb Meir. You know, I love. So when he died, so he didn't know what to do with him. Bez and Shalmaila said, we can't bring him to Gehenna because he learned Torah. We can't, put him in Gehenna because he didn't learn, we can't bring him to Gan Eden because of Shagins. Hello? So Reb Meir said, Mutzav de Ladaina, better he is judge, and then, hello? And go to Gehenna, and the mayor said, the simon is, when I pass away, you'll see smoke coming from Acher's Kever. Rabbi Yochanan said, Akunt, a Talmud sends his Rebbe down to Gehenna. When I die, I'm going to take care of him. I hold his hand. What's going on here? So, I'm not talking about it. But Kitzra Masa, the person who learned Torah, right? Ben Torah doesn't go to Gehenna, right? What do you do with this guy? But he has Pagamim. You send him back to Gilgul. Next time, maybe he'll. But that only applies to the husband of a person. Comes to Gilgul. But if you're messed up bad first time around, maybe your Gilgul will go worse. Right? You with me? So you don't pin your Gilgul, you go to Gehenna. But he's a Ben Torah. Hello? So Rabbi Yochanan said, let him go with the Gilgul. And I will be the Shomer that wherever he goes, why Rabbi Yochanan Dafka? Because the Gemara says, when Achim, when Elisha ben Avuya Poker, the first thing he asked for was, Yutevei Azoinu. Is the Charaya that what? His Yetzahara was the Yetzahara of Smooth, of Arayas, right? And we have a principle that the first thing that everyone has their unique Yetzahara. Chazal, Sforma, they say, Eze Giber, Hakoy Vishes,
Yitzroy,
thank you. Many people are great in Mikoyvish, someone else's Yitzhar. The Kim says to Mikoyvish, your Yitzhar. Since Acher had a Yitzhar of Arayas, who's the fellow who's going to hold his hand and get him out from the next Gilgul that he shouldn't, whatever? Yeah. That was Dafka Rabbi Yochanan. Now, going back, what do you know about Yosef HaTzadik? Rabbi Yochanan is the Gilgul of Yosef HaTzadik. The Koyach of Yosef HaTzadik was Torah ben Zikunim. He learned Torah Lishma. As Rabbi Melech, the Gen says in the Kutvish Hashanah, that Ben Zekunim, inside the Balaturim, how you do. Ben Zakunim says the Targum is Be Bar Chakim. Someone who learns Torah Lishma is called a Chochem. You with me? So in the Schus of Yosef Atadik Torah, which is the Rambam, the Sefer Chus Rabbia, Mizima Tishmer Lecha, Torah protects, and therefore Rabbi Yochanan, Yochanan was in the Gedolei HaMeroim in his generation, right? And his whole life was a life of what? Being maskir himself for Abbas HaSatir. 80 years of Rosh Hashiva. You know what's much easier to sit and learn yourself? Hello? I want to tell you a story. Just give me one. You heard of Rabbi Yisrael Salanter? The Michtam Elio brings, the Michtam Petter brings, also in his favor. Rabbi Yisrael Salanter decided, I want to become a Nister. He spent a Nister, now I want you to know. He spent 2 years preparing. You can always put on a flat cap and, I don't know, walk around like a Schmerl, right? For 2 years he prepared for his life as a Nister. So pshat is he learned how to daven with all kavanas, whatever, fast. So no one should see that he's davening with kavanah. He committed all of Gemara with Tosfos, Balpeh, so he could sit walking around. And he's thinking Gemara, but no one will know. And at the end he decided he's not going for this life of a Nister. Why? Because a generation needed him. Is the charaya that a person who is emes in Oyev Hashem and Oyev Torah, he's not interested in his own private Livyosan and Sharabur or whatever, he's interested in doing what people... That was the greatness also of Rabbi Yochanan, right? Not to elaborate. His whole life from beginning to end was involved in Havdalah. The Gemara says, when Rabbi Yochanan passed away, the Chazal say in the Medrash, when Rabbi Yochanan passed away, what did they say about him? If a person would try to explain the Ava that Rabbi Yochanan had to Torah, immediately it's called Hod Beisai, which is the Ava that Rabbi Yochanan had to Torah, Boiz Yavoizu. His Ava Satorah was awesome. By the way, when he passed away, what did the Gemara say in Ma'id Kot and Afkav Hei? What did the what hesped did they give on him? The Kosha Yom Yisrael Kiboy Hashemesh B'Sarai. Anyone know how long Rabbi Yochanan lived? Sayyid Radairis says 300 or 400 years. Others dispute it. He lived a gewalt of time. So why do you say Kiboy Hashemesh B'Sarai? Because their whole life is not stopping, is learning, is growing, is helping. They never stop. That's why. You know the famous Rabbi Yochanan, Chazal, Gemara and Sanhedrin, Daf Kufav, Vayesha. Because all the time, whatever it says, Vayesha, but Lashon Tzar, Vayesha, Gan Kibber, it's not, Dibosim Ra, whatever. He never stopped growing, he never stopped learning. Right? What was the end of Rabbi Yochanan's life, by the way? Hello? Remember I had the story with Rish Lakish? Hello? And he was Machpit, and Rish Lakish died, and he was going out of his mind, and he said, Bar Lakisha, Bar Lakisha, where are you? And they sent him a letter of Pedas, the Amir, and every time he said something, he brought 24 Rayas to prove it right. He started crying, he said, when Rish Lakish was here, he had 24 Kashas. So, I got to learn. But Tam Chacham was always growing, he doesn't want someone to give him a patch, you know. He's a jolly good fellow. He wants something to challenge him, to continue growing. Ein vayeshe v'loshen tzar. Hello? You know the famous board from Chaim Shmulevitz in the Sichus Musar? It's far more famous. If Chacham had a zak kuyach to daven, why didn't they daven that Rabbi Yochanan gets better? Shach mi daite. He went, he lost his mind, and they prayed that he should die. Why didn't they pray that he gets better? You know what the simple answer is? Rabbi Kluger says there's a reason, Rabbi. Because if he'll wait, if he'll get his mind back again, and the Sefer Shlokesh is still not here, he'll bite the crack up. Yeah. I still don't tell. Remember the Gemara says elsewhere about Bakama that Rav Kahana, he had like a whatever, and Rabbi Yochanan thought he was making fun of him, and he was makbid, and you know what happened? Rav Kahana died. You know, and then he realized it was a mistake. So you know what he did? He went to his kever, the Chayanis, asked the Svarim Akdoshim, she took a bet, if the Kotzker. If the Rabbi Yochanan has that koyach to mechayan nesim, so why didn't he do it to Rish Lakish? Hello? The answer is, Rav Kahana was a stranger who just came from Bovel. He lost him, he can mechayan nesim. When he lost Rish Lakish, his Talmud, there's no purpose in living. Where's the Lashon HaRambam, the Hilchos Ritzeach, the Chayei Balei HaChochmah, the Vakshev, the Talmud, the Kamisa, the Talmud, Rabbi Shigolo. Talmud Megal and Rabbi Yimei. Why? Because the Chayyim were him. Without Chochmas HaTorah, your life is not a life. And Rabbi Yochanan without Rish Lakish. He can't, because you know, the Shulchan says, you know what Koyak Rabbi Yochanan had Megal Meizim? The Simchas HaTorah. That was his Koyach. Hello? He naturally, your name is just what I started with. Therefore, I understand, Rabbi Yochanan gave him the same sin for Tzafra the Eve. What did he say? Ashri Misha Godol Bateru. Godol Bateru means, as we explained from the Belzer Rav, that he hid the Shomug Ervax spiritually in how? Because Amolei Bateru. Right? Because his Amol stands for, we said last week, Almanas Lasses, Almanas Lame, Azakoyach. The Oysen Nachas Ruch, the Oysen, at the time, this Divrei HaZoyra Kodesh, which are Meraf and Iger Poshet Lach. The Nachas Ruch that the Rabbeinu Shalom has when he is Mechadish Rishpeir, the Eivish the Helfin that we should Mechabal, I'm not going to be here next week. The Eivish the Helfin that we should all be Mechabal, Teirah, make the Kinyan on Teirah, the Simchu of Oh, yes. Yeah.